Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking this morning with Norwalk softball coach Bo Livingston as we get ready for the start of Class 4A regional play here tonight. Weather seems to have cleared out now. You should be in good shape. Is this team pretty excited to move on to the next phase of the season?
They are, no doubt. It's an exciting time of year for sure. You know, just practicing yesterday, even in the rain a little bit, you could just feel a different type of energy. You know, it's the season's a grind, and it kind of gives you a chance to hit the reset button. Everybody's 0-0. Everybody's feeling good about themselves, and we're ready to roll.
And the regular season ended on Wednesday. You went up to Waukee Northwest, a tough challenge up there. You lost a couple, but you end up 31-7 on the regular season. How would you evaluate how the regular season has prepared you for this next step?
We're battle tested. You know, we try to challenge ourselves with a tough schedule. We try to play a lot of CIML schools, a lot of 5A schools. This year we ventured out a little bit, you know, and played some different schools as well, like Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Clear Creek, Amana, just to kind of give us some different looks from different parts of the state. And, you know, 31-7, I guess, was a little disappointing entering the last doubleheader there at Waukee Northwest, but probably if you would have told me that at the beginning of the year, we would have signed up for that record with our schedule and knowing what it's going to do to prepare us to be successful here in the second season.
What have been some of your top memories so far from the year?
Oh, I'd have to think about that one. I mean, you know, anytime you get a conference walk-off win like we had against Indianola was good. We went through some adversity, you know, at DCG to kind of clinch a share of the title there at the end. We had to work through some situations to win by one there. That kind of pops up, you know, really two dominating performances against Johnston here recently. You know, those are probably kind of the big ones that come to mind first, you know, and then there's some of those road trips too, you know, going to Davenport Central, they had a really unique field that was fun to play there, and then, you know, playing really well in the Xavier invites against two highly ranked opponents over there as well.
Well, now as you look ahead, starting tonight, you host Fort Madison in regional play. So you got a maximum of 5 games to go. A group of 7 seniors that have been through so much here the last 3 years with the 3 trips to the state tournament already under their belt. Do you see this group as kind of an extra set of coaches out there at times, just the way that they can communicate with the younger girls?
No doubt. And we specifically had brought up just a few more freshmen here for exactly that reason, so they can kind of watch and learn from this senior class. And, you know, hopefully it ends with a trip to Fort Dodge and get to experience that, and then really just try to prepare that younger group, you know, as they start to play more active roles and you know, learning just by watching, really, and helping us prepare for the future as well. And we've done a really good job of that, you know, over the last 3 years, is that next wave of kids is kind of always been ready to go. They've been experienced. They've been sitting in the dugout watching in Fort Dodge. And I think it makes everybody better just because it's such a unique experience when you're there that you want to experience it yourself when you're on the field. And that, you know, oftentimes success breeds success. And, you know, we feel we've done a pretty good job of that.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk softball coach Bo Livingston on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. So tonight, Fort Madison comes to Norwalk for a regional semifinal. They were able to defeat Keokuk 8-2 on Thursday while you had a first-round bye. What sort of challenges might Fort Madison present tonight, and, you know, what are you looking for out of your team?
Well, there are a lot of unknowns. You know, we have a couple common opponents. I've talked to a few coaches. They have a really great hitter in the middle of their lineup, Briley Lawrence. I think she has 14 home runs on the year. They're young in the circle specifically, so we want to make sure that we expose that early on in the game, especially with the top of our order, and just kind of establish ourselves early. But overall, you know, we don't cross over a whole lot with the Southeast Iowa schools, so it'll be kind of learn as we go here.
Yeah, you don't cross over with them a lot, but you seem to play them a lot this time of year, the last few years.
Yeah. For whatever reason, we seemed, at least in the regional semifinals, it seems to be that's the geographic location that we're tied to. And it's fun to play new teams, but also, you know, a little scary this time of year. You kind of like to have some knowledge of your opponent, so there's no surprises for the players and no surprises for the coaches as you enter this one and done stage.
And if you're able to get through tonight, advance on to the regional final on Tuesday night, you would host that as well. Potentially winner set again, in a traditional power in Class 4A. They won a couple titles here recently. Somewhat down this year, but a team that got you in extra innings here a couple weeks ago. I'm sure they got your full attention if that matchup would happen again.
Well, we're going to try to take care of tonight, but there's no doubt. We talked a lot about that leaving Winterset that night is just having the understanding that if that happens to be the matchup in the regional finals, that it'll be a team that will come to Norwalk and be confident, a team that's going to come there and believe that they're going to win. And so we have to make sure that we prepare ourselves properly, play to our potential, and reverse the script there a little bit, which, obviously we're capable of doing. They just swing it really well. They're fundamentally sound, and just like you said, they're used to winning. They're used to being in Fort Dodge, so it's not going to be a situation that's overwhelming for them. They have really good players. They have an infielder there that's going to play at UNI, and a catcher that's a college softball player, and they have some really nice young pitchers that have the potential to pose some problems for us.
Well, 38 games in the books, hopefully 5 more to go. Just what's your mentality about this team and the season right now? It goes by so fast. I'm sure you're going to try to appreciate every moment now the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's kind of been the message, is that, every day is a blessing. Every day is an opportunity that we get to spend together, and just to make sure that we're enjoying those days. Like you said, there's been a handful of these seniors that, they've been up and playing all 4 years, and so they know what's at stake. They know what's on the line, and it's just a little bittersweet for me. This is the first class that I've had all the way through, being my fourth year. I've had these kids now since they entered the program, so it's just been a really special year for me. Just on that end, and obviously now moving forward, every group will be like that, but this is the first, and the first is always a little bit different. And obviously they're a very talented senior class as well, and so just trying to cherish every minute that we have, and hopefully it's a couple weeks yet, but just enjoying the moment, enjoying the off-topic conversations, the relationships that I've built with them over the last 4 years is a pretty special thing for me, and hopefully it is for them as well.
All right, that's Norwalk softball coach Bo Livingston on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Thanks for your time, Coach. I know you got some things to do yet this morning, so good luck tonight against Fort Madison, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Mike.